And so earlier on in the week, I caught up with Ollie Flavelle. He's hosting the open mic night at Alexander's Live this coming Tuesday, the 21st of June. He's also a musician in his own right. I asked him what he's been up to recently. Hey, Ollie. So it's good catching up. How have things been for you musically recently? It's been a crazy few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, God, it's been an odd few years, isn't it? But no, really good. Busy at the moment, getting back into the swing of things, recording, and just having a good time sort of like prepping new material.
Love that. So you're going to be hosting the open mic night at Alexander's Live this coming Tuesday, the 21st of June. What are your thoughts on Alexander's Live, especially for keeping the ball rolling during COVID?
Oh, amazing. I mean, the venue's incredible. I absolutely love playing there. Like, I remember first playing there years ago, and it's just, honestly, it's still just as good as it was then. And I mean, absolutely incredible. Every time I go and host a night, it's just always a new crowd, always a great atmosphere, and just people seem to really enjoy it. So, yeah.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, I love it there too. Jamie Northrup's amazing as well, isn't he?
Oh, such a good guy.
Yeah. So you're hosting the open mic night this Tuesday, as I said. What would you say to people to entice them to come down?
Oh, come see something different. Yeah. There's always something different. That's what I'd say. There's always something different there.
Yeah. And are you going to be playing yourself this Tuesday?
Of course I am. Yay. I always open up and play a few tunes.
I love it. And to those who just want to hear some fresh, new local music, they should come down too as well, shouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. If you live locally, why not?
Yeah. And do you know anyone else that's going to be playing this coming Tuesday?
I actually don't. Luckily, it's one of those nights where kind of people turn up and don't have some of the time. Everyone is always phenomenal.
So, amazing.
That's kind of a surprise as well. That's the joy
of it. Yeah, exactly. So tell us a little bit about your history as a musician, because you've done a lot, haven't you?
Oh, gosh. I'll keep it brief, but yeah, I kind of started playing when I was like 13, 14, properly. And then ever since, just kind of went full-time and, just been playing music professionally for years. But I've done a lot of recording, a lot of kind of solo, a lot of band stuff, a lot of duo stuff. But it's good fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Have you got any new music that you're going to share with us?
Yeah, actually kind of preparing a sort of new EP record that we're sort of going to put out, an acoustic record. So yeah, there's definitely some new music definitely on the way.
Amazing. Well, let us know when that music comes out so I can share it with everybody. And have you got a busy schedule for the rest of the year?
Oh God, yeah, I'm non-stop the rest of the year. It's actually mad how busy it really is.
But,
it's busy.
Yeah, I love that. So what did you do during the lockdown period? Did you just write and kind of share stuff online?
Mainly, yeah. I did a lot of like those virtual gigs and stuff. They were really, really good and sort of great to get into like interaction with people, obviously, like my social media. It kind of really built up that kind of profile. But after a while, I think it sort of got boring for people.
And
it was good. I mean, but it was sort of like a survival skill more than anything else. But no, it was good fun. Definitely, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's good to be out of it now, isn't it? And back on the road 100%. And back up and running. What would you say to musicians that may be a little bit scared to get up on the mic and share their songs?
Oh, that's a good question, that. Don't be nervous. I think there's always people there to support you, and if you just sort of like let people know when you're up there, like this is your first time performing, people are always happy to help out and sort of applaud. And don't be scared. It's always good fun.
Amazing. Have you got any gigs of your own coming up?
Not original wise. I am planning some stuff later this year, but definitely not currently. But I will still be announcing some cool stuff later this year.
Amazing. So, lastly, Ollie, where can you be found online for people to search you?
You can find me on sort of Spotify, Apple Music, you name it, that kind of stuff.
Amazing. And it's Ollie Flavelle, isn't it? Flavelle.
Yeah. Flavelle.
Ollie Flavelle. I prefer Flavelle. Well, it's been lovely chatting again, Ollie. I hope the open mic night goes well on Tuesday. I'm wishing you the very best with your music for the rest of the year and beyond.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ollie. That was Ollie Flavelle, who's hosting the open mic night at Alexander's Live this coming Tuesday, and here's one of his own songs as a teaser to his set to warm up the proceedings on Tuesday. It's amazing. It's called Move On. Enjoy.
I would be lying if I didn't still remember change it.
is hurting, I've been yearning while I'm drinking away all my sorrows for tomorrow. When I'm sober, maybe this thing will be over. But for now, dear, I keep dreaming.
Doesn't entice you to want to go down to the open mic night at Alexander's Live on Tuesday, I don't know what will. What an amazing voice and an amazing song as well. That was Olive Flavelle, who's hosting the open mic night on Tuesday with his own song, Move On. And for all tickets for events down at Alexander's Live, all you have to do is head over to alexanderslive.com.